This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. High school football playoffs are underway in Texas. The Aledo Bearcats are a powerhouse football team from Parker County, and players there hope to win a sixth state title in 8 years. The Bearcats also star in Titletown, Texas, an online video series produced by the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. Jared Christopher is the director and producer for Titletown, Texas, and he joins me now to talk about the series.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
First off, considering Texas is filled with amazing football teams, why follow the Bearcats?
We knew we had to find a team that had some sort of a story arc, and so there was three teams that stood out initially. South Lake Carroll, obviously, is a football powerhouse. Euless Trinity, similar. And then the Aledo Bearcats. Given that they had won five state titles in the previous 6 years, I felt like that was somewhere where we should at least start having that conversation.
Now, your documentary series, you know, it doesn't just focus on the team. It also looks at the people who support the team, like in episode 5, which starts with a longtime locker room attendant, Ernest Shipman.
He's been a fixture here for such a long time. He's the first person here in the morning, I can guarantee you that.
This is kind of his home. He loves this place. His role really is to take care of the stadium and the field house, and he washes the laundry.
Can you tell me about him?
Ernest is a fascinating character to me. I guess I'm drawn to some of these fringe guys that maybe you initially wouldn't consider as being part of the story. And I just had seen him around so many different times and so many different scenarios that, you know, I would be following the team and there would be Ernest in the background doing laundry or, you know, talking to the head coach, Coach Wood. And so I asked a few guys, who is this guy? Like, he's always around. And it turns out that he does the team's laundry, and that's what he's done for years. And so as I dug a little deeper into his story, I realized that quite possibly he was the number one fan of the team. And so being that he was that guy that just continued to pop up in the background of a lot of shots, I thought, let's go explore him and see what he's all about. And it turned into a really fascinating character study.
Football is so huge in Texas. Why do you think that's the case?
I can't say specifically why, but that's another conversation that I had with Randy Galloway. And, you know, he referenced all his years covering professional sports that a lot of his conversations outside of the state of Texas would center around Texas high school football. And obviously Friday Night Lights plays a part in that. But I think once you get down to it, it's about that community and that culture that's created at 7 and 8 years old. The peewee football in the state of Texas is quite possibly just as competitive as high school football is. So kids grow up experiencing that kind of competitiveness at that age, and it turns into what you have at the high school level, which is just a fanatical devotion to the sport.
What have the kids taught you?
You know, it's early. It's still early in the series to say that if I've taken anything in particular of substance away from this, I'm still experiencing it. I'm just trying to live in that experience. And then, you know, initially when I took this project on, my question was much like yours early, was what is it about this team and this town that's created this phenomenon? You know, six state championships since 1998. And along the way, though, I've started to question some other things, which is, you know, how do you create, not necessarily how do you create, but whenever you come to the conclusion of this season, how do you handle ultimately if the team ends up winning, how do they handle that? Is it everything that they ever thought it would be? They've been aiming towards this since they were little kids. So what if they fall short? How do they handle that? And that's something that I'm really interested in seeing unfold.
Jared Christopher is the director and producer for Titletown, Texas. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Justin. Appreciate the time.